Welcome to a special anniversary edition of the Nicholas Chronicles podcast. It's July the 27th, 2011. Sitting outside of a shopping area here in Brno, where you'll get to hear some of the sounds of the city in the background. Maybe give you an idea of what it's like to live in a large Czech city. We will focus on our thoughts about our anniversary with IMB later, but I'd like to start out by giving you a praise report and also ask for a couple of specific prayer requests. First, a praise report is for a successful week that we had in Slovakia recently, where we were able to work with an international world changer mission team comprised of 55 students, their team leaders, and other folks who we'd invited to come to work with us, including a gentleman and his family. The man's name is Matej Nowy. He is a Roma preacher who helps do some of the work for us here in Brno. And Matej joined us for the majority of the trip to Slovakia. We were working primarily in Jelšava, where there's a large Roma population, and it was just a blessing to get to know Matej better during the week and have the opportunity to speak with him through translators and really see his heart for evangelism. He and I also had an opportunity to witness together with a couple of different people. We did see several folks come to know the Lord for salvation, strengthen some of the believers in their walk and their service, and had two very unusual things that were first for me. While we were there, had an opportunity to witness to a couple of mafia guys that were visiting there in the community, and I must say that was a very different situation. Both of them spoke English very well, so that made the ability to communicate good. But they were obviously not from a local group. Another thing that we were able to do is pray over a young man named Carmen, who is reported to be possessed by a demon. I won't get into all of the details, but that's what the people in the city believe. And myself and Julie Silby, also Matej and some other folks, were able to lay hands on this young man and pray over him and ask God to bring peace in his life. And according to reports that we had, the next day he had a peaceful night's rest and seemed to be much better off from his former circumstances. His mother even saying that she heard him whispering to Jesus in the night. So we're very, very thankful that Carmen seems to have achieved some level of peace in his life. And as a prayer request, specifically pray for a young man, I would say 13 or 14, who lives in Jelšava, Slovakia, that God will continue to show him peace and that he will find Christ and salvation and fully change his life. I would like to ask you to pray for Joe and Julie Silby and their family. They're fixing to go home on August the 1st to spend 6 months in the States on what we call stateside assignment. And during that time, Don and I will be alone here basically to help carry on the Roma work in Brno, as well as try to make some contacts in Slovakia. So pray for the Silbys. Pray for us as we continue to seek God's will and as our ministry develops here in Brno. All right, I'd like to move on now to just a recap of 2 years of service with International Mission Board. If you've been listening to our podcast, some of these items I'm going to speak about you may have heard, but I'll try to keep it on task here. So much has happened in the last 2 years. To be quite honest, we've seen some very good times and some very bad times. But, you know, we recognize that God is in control. and all things work together for the good for those of us who love Him. So even in those times where we don't really understand the whole picture, we have to trust that He has a much bigger plan in place for our lives, and that we would just be obedient to keep taking step after step to seek out His will. And that's what we desire to do. Since leaving Tennessee, we've moved 5 times and have at least one other move in the future. We've been immersed in 2 cultures, trying to understand those cultures and learning as best we can 2 languages. Each culture and language has been harder in its own way than the beginning when we were in Romania. The Czech culture is much more of a closed door type culture. They're good people, but they're not as open as the people in Romania to invite you into their home or to do Bible studies, those kind of things. So it makes us re-examine the way we do ministry. You know, there are real human emotions involved. We get homesick. We still worry about the separation from our children. And I can quite frankly say that I miss them every day. We miss our home church and our friends that we have there. But I'd like to reemphasize that God has taught us to trust more in Him and to lean on Him for the strength that we need. And we trust that He does that for our children as well. We've made lots of good friends in Romania and beginning to make friends here in Czech Republic. But then when you relocate, you leave those friends behind. You know, as IMB missionaries, we've survived a tremendous reorganizational process where we've seen many, many of our colleagues displaced or sent home at the end of their terms. Almost every facet of what we were accustomed to has changed. And even the master's program that we qualified for is no longer in existence. So that brings us to a place in our lives where we have to consider what the future holds. And that can be very heavy on our minds at time. But again, we have to just trust that God has a bigger plan in place and that we'll be able to see the steps that we need to take. You know, we made some tremendous friends in IMB. We've met some people that I consider to be spiritual giants. And it's been a blessing to get to work with them and get to rub elbows with people who are very, very deep in the Scripture and also in their commitment to winning the nations over to the kingdom of God. But let me use a popular catchphrase right here. Let me be very clear and make no mistake. We have experienced tremendous blessings along the way. It hasn't all been bad, not by a long shot. During these 2 years, we've been able to lead some dear souls to Christ in salvation. We've been able to disciple people, lead multiple Bible studies in the homes of lost people, and witness to them. And even since we've been in the Czech Republic, we've heard results and reports that some of those people have come to know Christ, even in our absence. So obviously we are thankful that some of those seeds took root and blossomed into relationships with God. We have developed some very deep and lasting relationships with national believers, pastors, churches, and our own IMB personnel, and also national non-believers with whom we still communicate and encourage. We've seen beautiful places that we would never dream that we would see. Dawn and I were laughing the other day and just discussing the fact that since January, we've passed through 8 different countries. That's counting our trip back home. And that's something that we never dreamed that we would do. And before this is this 3-year term is up, I'm sure that we'll be able to visit other places. Also, in the process of our time with the IMB, we've been blessed to be able to do some work in the technical realm, and that is still an ongoing process. Some of those things are complete, some are not. But it gives us a special effort and a special blessing to be able to give back to our own people as they serve all across Europe and even in other places like Australia and Canada. And so we're very thankful for that. To wrap up this podcast, I'd like to read a few verses of scriptures out of Ephesians chapter 5, starting with verse 15. For all of us who are seeking God's will and trying to understand what path we should stay on and how to stay in the center of His will to the best of our ability, I hope these verses will help us to focus on one way to do that. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to the God, the Father, for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Amen. You know, that's something that we do need to consider. The days are growing short. If you believe what you read in Scripture about the end times, the signs are all around us. So we need to be serious about our Christian lives and reaching out to the people around us and making the most of those opportunities. Well, I'm signing off. We want you to know that we love you and we care about you, and we pray for our friends and our family and relations around the world quite often. So for now, God bless you. Keep praying for us as we do for you. Amen.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen.